Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
So it sounds like the New Orleans terrorist attacker, Samsa Dinjabar, the 42-year-old who was from Texas, he'd visited New Orleans twice in the weeks before that attack, and he was wearing those Meta glasses, those thick black framed glasses where you can record video. So he was riding his bicycle around that area in New Orleans, and he was recording video on those two separate occasions.
Well, I mean, certainly it wouldn't get anybody's attention, because if he was driving around with a video camera, maybe, but nobody could tell he was recording, right?
Yeah, and the thing nowadays, though, is that everyone's glued to their phone and they're taking videos to post on TikTok, and so you don't really think anything of it. But to your point, I mean, these glasses are designed in such a way that you don't realize that somebody has that ability to be recording. In fact, what I read was that they allow the user to potentially live stream. They're telling us, authorities are saying that he was not live streaming the attack itself, but he was, in fact, wearing him on that day. It's so creepy. The more I learn about this whole situation, it just gives me the chills. Like, for example, Mark, did you hear about how he had his Quran open to a particular passage, a very specific passage? And I don't know much about the Quran, but it was left open to 9-1-1-1, which obviously is very chilling because it makes us think of September 11th, 2001.
Right.
And that specific passage refers to the need for Muslims to basically slay in order to get their spot in paradise.
Oh, perfect.
So he intentionally left it open to that spot when they went and found the bombs he had been making. He had like a bomb making station where he was staying, and then the Quran that was open to that really chilling passage.
Well, here's the deal. Barack Obama tried to eliminate the phrase radical Islamic terrorism, but that's what this is. It's very much alive. It's called for in their own Quran. Fortunately, most Muslims ignore that, the radical side of what they see there. But he'll be defended by people like the Council on American Islamic Relations as not being, like, when you use the words radical Islamic terrorism, they don't want to hear that. But that's what it is.
Right. Well, I mean, think about that. I remember Obama wouldn't even say that, by the
way.
No,
he wouldn't say the words.
Those words, which was so frustrating. I feel like what we're about to see in the next couple of weeks is people talking about how you guys are unfairly targeting other Muslims, and that's just not fair to them, and they're the victims here. And I'm not saying that you should be rude or anything like that to a Muslim just because they are.
Of course
I'm just
not
making the comment that tends to be what happens, right? Like, we saw the whole situation play out with that school, the horrific school shooting in Nashville, right? Where it was a trans student who went in and murdered several kids, and I think a teacher or two. And remember how the narrative shifted within had to be about 48 hours, where they were saying the trans community really is the victim here because they're the ones who are being targeted now in light of this.
Right.
Remember that?
Right, I do remember.
That's how I feel like that to me is how the narrative is going to shift here. I'm not advocating for you going out and treating someone in such a way just because of.
No, of course not.
That, but I'm just making the comment that it's very frustrating in a situation like this when you have several people, innocent people who were mowed over basically and shot. And it's just sad how quickly things can change. I'm just curious if they're going to make any sort of a tie between the Trump hotel explosion. They've tried to claim that there's no connection. But I mean, you and I have even talked about the fact that you're telling me that it just so happened that these occurred on the same day within a matter of hours, and these two guys were in the military together. Was it the same base? Is that right?
That is true, but although they haven't been able to show that they were in the same unit or knew each other, supposedly.
I find it very odd.
Maybe when Kash Patel takes over, we'll find out more details on that, I suspect.
Looking forward to hearing how the trip goes with Joe Biden and the First Lady today when they visit the families of the victims.
Yes. And, of course, we'll have coverage of that for you tomorrow. Coming up, we'll get to Jesse Jane Duff, talk to her about what's going on in D.C. today because she's up there, and Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.